Committee on Natural Resources will come to order. The committee is meeting today to receive testimony on H.R. 725, the Indian Arts and Crafts Amendments Act of 2009, introduced by our colleague and dear friend from Arizona, Mr. Pastor. The measure before us today would amend current law to strengthen the hand of law enforcement to combat the trade of counterfeit native arts and crafts. The bill proposes to accomplish this in a couple of ways, including expanding the right to investigate mislabeling activities to all federal law enforcement officers and increasing penalties given to violators. The sale of counterfeit jewelry, pottery, baskets, rugs, and other items cheats the consumer, degrades the entire native market, and robs talented, hardworking native artisans of their living. This has been a growing problem, and today we bring that problem to light through consideration of Mr. Pastor's legislation. I thank the witnesses for joining us today and wanted to say a special thank you and hello to our good friend Joel Praying Wolf James of the Lummi Nation. Joel is a lineal descendant of the great chiefs Seattle and a renowned master carver who carved three beautiful healing totem poles in honor of our fallen citizens killed in the 9/11 attacks against our nation. He spent 3 years carving the healing poles and then driving each of them cross-country from Washington State to present them at the sites of the attacks at the World Trade Center in New York City, the Pentagon, and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. During his trip to Shanksville, Joel paused his caravan in my district in West Virginia, where we had a blessing ceremony over the healing pole. My constituents and I were given a rare opportunity on that particular day to see and touch the majestic carved pole. It was a truly spiritual, healing experience felt by all in attendance. And so, Joel, I want to thank you. Thank you for being with us today. Our lead-off witness I recognize the gentleman from Washington.
No, I have an opening statement, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Mr. Grijalva? Gentleman from Arizona? Okay. Mr. Whitman? Smith, I'm sorry. Mr. Smith,